Boy, just like you would want, if you go back to August, saying with 3 weeks to go, you can, you know, you control your own destiny as far as the AFC South. That's exactly what's in store for the Titans. Unfortunately, that's also the same thing that's in store for the Houston Texans as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Titans, you kind of looked at the beginning of the season during the offseason at this three-game stretch to the end of the season and kind of thought to yourself, well, I wonder if, you know, a playoff spot or the division title is going to be on the line with the Titans playing the Texans twice in the last 3 weeks of the season. And as you said, that's exactly what we've gotten, kind of a path that I'm sure nobody foresaw as far as how the Titans got to this point where they're 8-5 with the division within their grasp and completely in their control. But they're here nonetheless, and it's been an interesting ride, to say the least.
Well, but the problem, though, then comes to, okay, what happens? Because in these kind of games, you know, let's just say, if you look at it from a realistic standpoint, yeah, great opportunity. But realistically, most likely these two teams will split these games. Titans win Sunday, Houston wins in two Sundays. And so then what happens? Well, there's the matchup in between. First, Houston, they take on Tampa Bay. The Tennessee Titans play host to Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Not going to be easy for either one of these teams. But this is where we go back to the fact it's great that the Titans have won four straight, six out of their last seven. But what does that mean for them? Well, they're tied record-wise with Houston. Unfortunately, they're on the short end of tiebreakers. And that's going to be where the problem is. They'll lose on tiebreakers with the Texans if these two teams split the series and they both end up with identical records at the end of the year.
Yeah, and you're right. That's where it gets tough. You know, you have to win this game for sure. And then, you know, just as insurance, you're really rooting for Tampa Bay there. It is a road game for the Texans in Week 16, so you know, you're really pulling for Tampa Bay, but yeah, I mean, if you don't beat the Texans twice, and I agree, I think, you know, if I had to put a bet on it, I would say that they split these two games, the Titans and the Texans, just because I think, you know, the Titans have not had a ton of luck in Houston of late, so I think that's going to be a tough game. But, you know, again, you kind of just look at the way things are going for the Titans, and there's not a hotter team in the NFL right now, so I think you're still certainly optimistic if you're a fan, but yeah, for sure that the tiebreaker scenarios for the Titans have not gone their way. They can't catch the Titans, the Texans as far as tiebreakers go. They're going to have a better record than them or you know, beat them twice to get the division there.
All right, when you look at, okay, how can this Titans team attack the Houston defense? A couple of things really stick out for me. You're going to need to be able to pass the ball, but you also need to be able to run the ball at least a little bit there to keep the keep the defense honest. And now Derrick Henry not going to be 100% on Sunday, but he will be playing. He may be listed as questionable or whatever because of the hammy, but he will be playing. Now, how effective? You know, to me, that part he doesn't have to be at his best per se. To open up opportunities for Ryan Tannehill in the passing game. I think Ryan Tannehill, A.J. Brown, Anthony Firkser, I mean, these are kind of the names to, if you're hearing their names on Sunday, that's a good thing for the Titans.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if they could get what they got last week out of, I mean, obviously the offense, but, you know, Tannehill hit 10 different receivers last week, so if he could spread it around like he did against Oakland, that would bode well. But I agree. I don't think you need Derrick Henry to run for 150 yards in this game. The Texans defense, you know, really hasn't inspired a ton of fear. That they're not, you know, that highly ranked. It's really the offense that's, you know, been the crutch for that team to lean on all season. And if you're the Titans, you hope Derrick Henry could give you 15 plus carries. We'll see if that's the case. I agree. I certainly am confident he'll play. You know, he said as much yesterday on Thursday. He said, come Sunday, I'll be ready to go. And even though he didn't practice at any point this week, you know, he's dealing with a hamstring injury. The best medicine for that, so to speak, is just rest and keeping off it. And, you know, all the sort of just the language and what we've heard this week, you know, none of it has really, for me, it kind of stirred me away from the thought that, you know, he won't play or, you know, the Titans won't get to use him at all. I think he'll certainly suit up. It comes down to, you know, how many carries he'll get. If he could get 15 plus, I think that's great. And if he could be effective as he was last week, because again, remember, he was dealing with that hamstring against the Raiders, didn't take a snap in the fourth quarter, didn't get a handoff in the fourth quarter. His last carry came with about 2 minutes left in the third quarter, still went for over 100 yards for a fourth straight game. So, you know, the more you could get out of Derrick Henry, obviously the better, but if you could get 15 plus carries, I think just the threat that he creates with what he's doing now, you know, you look at the play action numbers for Ryan Tannehill and, you know, how much that is opening things up for this offense. I think the threat of Derrick Henry, just having him on the field for that amount of time, will bode really well for the Titans offense this week.
You know, when we look at Houston as far as an offense, you know, hats off to them. Top 10 in both running the ball and passing the ball, so pick your poison as far as that's concerned. You know, from an injury standpoint, I mean, certainly we're going to be paying attention to what Houston fills on Sunday. Will Fuller, is he a part of the equation? But they have Hopkins, and we know what Deshaun Watson can do as well. Is this a game where you're expecting a lot of points, where it could be 31-27, something along those lines between these two teams?
Yeah, you know, Johnny, I could certainly see that. I mean, you know, from the Titans side of things, it seems like, you know, all they do these days is put up 35-plus points. They've scored 30-plus in four straight games. And the Texans, as I mentioned before, you know, they're a team that really has relied on their offense. And, you know, it's kind of shaping up to be that type of game, just in terms of the way things are going. I think an interesting matchup is going to be the Texans receiving core against what's been a banged up Titans secondary. You know, Adoree Jackson will play. You know, he's been injured. LaShawn Sims practiced this week. Things are trending in the right direction for him. Kenny Vaccaro, same deal with him. He had a concussion against the Raiders and is still in the middle of concussion protocol, but he could be cleared before Sunday, so we'll see where he is come Sunday. I do think a big factor is if Will Fuller suits up, because, you know, with DeAndre Hopkins is one of the best receivers in the NFL, you know, they play off each other well, just in terms of, you know, if you got to pay attention to DeAndre Hopkins, Fuller might get some more open looks and vice versa. So I think that's a big thing to keep an eye on. But for sure, I could see this turning into a high-scoring game. Which, again, if you kind of thought back to the beginning of the season, you never really thought that the Titans would be, you know, one of the teams you would consider to be in these types of slugfests that we're talking about. But, you know, the way the offense is playing right now, I think that certainly could be the case.
You know, when we look at offensive scoring for both of these teams, and certainly these numbers are a little bit different for the Titans now compared to their slow start. I mean, they're only averaging 24.5 points a game. A lot different story, you know, a lot different story when you put Ryan Tannehill into that mix. But one thing is, you know, something that has to change from a Houston perspective, if you're, you know, if you're a fan of the Texans, is the fact that there's only one team in the NFL worse as far as getting off to hot starts. I mean, this team is averaging less than 3 points per first quarter, and so I mean, they've only scored 30 points total all season long in the first quarter. And if you're Houston trying to find a way to get a win on the road, that's not going to be acceptable and not a good way to put yourself in a position to steal a game on the road here in Nashville on Sunday.
Yeah, for sure. I think whoever gets off to a hot start, you know, this upcoming weekend will be, you know, in good shape. It kind of feels like the Titans, you know, consistently kind of have early game blunders, you know, whether it's, you know, the Derrick Henry fumble a couple weeks ago, the interception that Ryan Tannehill, you know, was lucky didn't turn into a touchdown against the Raiders, and he kind of had a touchdown saving tackle on that play. You know, the Titans have, you know, also kind of been a team that hasn't gotten off to a million hot starts, but you look at what they're doing in the second half, and they're really lighting it up. Obviously, last week they outscored the Raiders 21-0 in the second half, and you know that's kind of been a running theme, you know, since Tannehill has taken over as starting quarterback. So it'll be interesting to see if the Texans get off to a hot start, a slow start this week at Nissan Stadium. If you're the Titans, if you could, you know, prevent the Texans from getting an early lead. Like I mentioned, they've been really good in the second half, the Titans. So, you know, that's when Derrick Henry gets going. That's when the offense has really been firing at all cylinders. So if it holds Houston down early, that should bode well.
All right. If from a Tennessee Titans fan, I mean, we've been here from 16 through last year, where the Titans in position to control their own destiny. They let themselves down. They let the fan base down. Why is this year different?
It feels different this time, Johnny. I think last year for sure, going into that week 17 game, you're optimistic until that morning when news broke that Mariota would be out. And that kind of really took the wind out of the sails of the fan base and just sort of the optimism going into the game, even before it started. But boy, do things feel different now with the way the offense is playing. I have a hard time picking against the Titans and I think I told you early on in the season, just based off of what the Titans were last year and early this season, my philosophy for predicting games was just to sort of go in the opposite direction of my gut instinct of what all logic told me. Now it kind of feels like, the Titans, how can you bet against a team that's averaging over 31 points a game since Tannehill took over? That still has a really strong defense, that special teams is also really solid, field goal kicking aside. That still is one issue that, has yet to be resolved and for sure I think could be a factor down the stretch here. We'll see if that's the case. But right now, all three phases for the Titans are playing really, really well. And again, it's just the offense. It was such a liability in the beginning of the year. To me, remarkable is not the word to sort of describe the drastic turnaround that's taken place with the offense under Mariota that was averaging 16 points a game versus the offense that's, we're seeing right now since Tannehill took over in Week 7. And that's obviously been the difference. And to me, it really gives the Titans a chance to contend.
We saw this earlier this year. Remember when the Titans were struggling? This is wasn't with Ryan Succop, but the Titans kept sending out a kicker that mentally had just the biggest mental block out there. And now we're seeing Ryan Succop, where I think it's a combination of from a mental standpoint, but also maybe from a physical standpoint as well still. Is there anybody on that staff that can deal with the mental aspect of what a kicker has to go through? Because we kind of got vague answers early on this year when this team was struggling in this department without Ryan Succop. And it makes me wonder if they just like, yes, we know, but we're not going to tell the media everything. Or do they really have somebody that can get into the head of a kicker?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think they've been pretty vague. And, after Succop missed three kicks in his debut, a few weeks ago, Mike Vrabel was, very vocally frustrated, not directed at Succop per se, but just in general that, all these missed field goals take a toll. They're frustrating. They're hard to deal with. It's something you kind of take for granted when they're being hit, but when they're not, it's absolutely a liability. The Titans, it seems like all season, have been ranked last in the NFL in field goal percentage. And I certainly think, the mental side of things has been a factor, for whoever's been kicking the ball for the Titans, as we've seen three different guys do it. And it was interesting when they brought on Ryan Santosa as a guy that was specifically brought in for kickoffs and just having two kickers on the roster and seeing how that dynamic works and having two kickers active on game days. It's an interesting thing and kind of forces Mike Vrabel to be more creative with the guys he keeps on game days. You have to have some guys that are versatile if you're going to have two kickers on the roster. But I certainly think the mental part is a factor. If you're the Titans, you're just hoping that Ryan Succop, he's a veteran, he's a guy that's done it before, is coming off an injury. So you do wonder if that is all lingered or if just the thought of it is in the back of his mind, because certainly it doesn't seem to be working right now for Ryan Succop, who's 1-for-5 on the season.
All right, so you say early on you would go against the grain. Now you're going with your gut. So which way are you going on Sunday?
I'm saying 31-28 Titans, Johnny. I think the Titans get over 30 points again. I could see it being 41-38, honestly, the way these two teams are playing. But, you know, I think they find a way again. And that's really, to me, been one of the more impressive things during this run. You know, the Titans are 6-1 since Tannehill took over, is that they've found ways to win, you know, really in a bunch of different ways, whether it's a close game that, you know, comes down to the wire and they find a miraculous way to squeak it out, as they did against the Chargers and the Bucks when this whole thing began, you know, or whether it's dominating an opponent like they did the Jaguars, or whether it's, you know, overpowering an opponent in the first half as they did the Raiders, only to see the game tied at halftime and then come back in the second half and really clean things up and prevent, you know, the opposing team from scoring at all. So to me, they've won in really a bunch of different ways, which kind of speaks to their ability to find ways to win. And I think they do it again this week in what is really a must-win at Nissan Stadium.